Adam is here with the business news.
Thanks, Audrey. Bank of Ireland made a pre-tax profit of just under 1.9 billion euro last year. It's down around 83 million euro or 4% on the profit it made in 2023. It came as net interest income fell and expenses rose, but the bank says it's entered 2025 with momentum across all of its business lines. Miles O'Grady is CEO of Bank of Ireland. He joins us on the line now. Looking back, Miles, now given the interest rate environment and how much has changed, was 2023 the high watermark for the bank?
Good morning, Adam. We've had a strong and profitable 2024. We've now completed year two of a three-year strategy. That strategy is working very well. The macroeconomic backdrop is supportive. And indeed, our business model continues to be well positioned to benefit from this. So, for example, significant growth in the loan book, wealth assets increased 19%. All of it translates to a profit of 1.9 billion and returns of 16.8%. So as part of our announcement today, we set out our outlook to 2027. That outlook captures ongoing positive economic backdrop, growth in loans, growth in wealth assets, and indeed we set a strong target out for overall returns. We're very comfortable with where the business is today.
We've had two rate cuts late last year, expectations of maybe three, possibly even four more this year. It's going to put significant pressure on your interest income, isn't it? Is it all going to be about essentially trying to rein in costs in order to keep the bank profitable?
Well, certainly, as inflation continues to reduce, we can expect ECB rates to fall. And our assumption is that the ECB, what we call the terminal rate, is at 2% by 2027. Now, within that, over that time frame, we expect interest income to remain strong. Again, it is supported by growth in our balance sheets, growth in deposits, and of course, managing that rate environment as well. So we feel that interest income will continue to be a strong component of the overall performance out to 27.
On interest rate cuts, you last cut your fixed rates in November. We've had two further ECB cuts since then, and a lot of more competition in the market as well. MoCo and NUA, Revolut mortgages looking to be coming soon as well. Are you going to cut rates again soon? You can't really afford to sit and wait on them anymore because of that increased competition.
Well, certainly, as we experienced rates increase, and of course that resulted in rates, higher rates being applied, as rates come down, we will of course pass those through appropriately to customers as well. I mean, Adam, we have 4 million customers in Bank of Ireland. We compete across a range of different areas, from the provision of current accounts to mortgages, to business loans, to complex corporate needs, and of course to wealth customers as well. We're very comfortable to compete, and we expect to compete with both the traditional banks and indeed neobanks also.
You mentioned today in your results the potential impacts of global trade. You flagged the geopolitical and trade risks in a note to staff recently as well. How much of an impact would US tariffs and potentially a wider trade war have on your business?
Well, certainly the export sector in Ireland is performing well, despite these challenges of the potential risk of trade dislocation. If I look at some of the big sectors, most sectors are seeing growth. Pharma up 18%, technology up 19%. And so I would kind of point to the maturity of the sector, more than 40 years building up our proven capability. And of course, the sectors themselves, if we're not producing motor vehicles, we do produce medicines. Access to the European single market remains key. So the foreign direct investment overall to Ireland is a source of stability for the Irish economy.
I'm looking at day to day, I don't know if you've seen it from the Irish Hotels Federation, forward bookings down by the tune of about 100 million year on year. That market increasingly reliant on the US, and you know, potentially there's an economic shock coming to the US given the scale of government cuts there. You could see potentially the threat that has to the business here, which is a huge employer. How exposed would you be to hospitality, and would you be worried about that?
Well, we have a range of sectors which we lend into in the domestic economy, which actually grew 3% last year, very much supported by consumer spending, investment spending, and indeed government public sector spending as well. So we're comfortable with our overall exposure. I expect, again, against the backdrop of the Irish economy, likely to grow by about 12% over the next 3 years. That supports balance sheet growth across a range of different sectors in the domestic economy for Bank of Ireland.
Miles O'Grady, CEO of Bank of Ireland, thank you very much for that.